New Country Z100, Chris Lane, who was performing that song on ABC's The Bachelor. Last night, the most unrealistic reality show on all of television. And here on the show in the morning, my wife joins me right now on the phone line. We do a recap of the show last night. So in case you missed it, I know you're on pins and needles. We can get that information to you right now. And Joy joins me on the phone line. And last night, they went to Nick's hometown. And right off the bat, had a date with Danielle L. and just said, hey, let's go on the date.
They all meet him in a group, like they're all in a group, and they go to meet Nick. And then he's like, hey, I'm going to take one of you on a group date right now. And so he picks her, and they all get to watch them walk away and go on their date. So it was pretty awkward.
I felt sorry for the other girls, but that's the way it seems to be rolling. And I honestly think with Danielle L. last night, this is going to sound bad, but I think Nick was infatuated with her chest.
Well, I mean, it's out there for sure.
Boy, she's putting it out there. Lordy.
Yeah, she wears the outfits that show the chest for sure.
Woo!
And she's a nice girl. I think she's nice, but I just don't think she's ready to get married.
But at the end of the date, they were able to go on stage with Chris Lane that was singing the song for her. So that was very cool.
Yep, that was very romantic.
See, that something doesn't happen in real life. You know, that's just kind of a bachelor thing. They get to sweep you up on the stage and kiss in front of, 2,000 people. The other date that occurred after that, the group date, shoveling manure. That was pretty cool. I thought that was the best group date ever, Joy.
Well, and they got to milk the cow.
Yes. Well, they were up there on the dairy farm. I mean, it was a pretty big operation. And one of the girls had it because you don't just yank down there like Nick was doing. You kind of have to, squeeze a certain way to get that milk out of there.
You have to roll it out.
Yes, you roll it out. Nick learned a lesson. I want to get to Corinne's comment right here because she did not really participate. And she said this.
The farm today was very scary for me. Definitely out of my element. You know, if my hand is losing circulation, I feel like it's going to fall off. I'm sorry. I'm not going to stand there shoveling poopy.
I can't stand her. I cannot stand her. But all the girls, I mean, nobody wants to be there shoveling, cow poop. Nobody does.
Right.
But they all do it. I mean, one of them, I think Josephine's wearing white pants and she's doing it.
Yeah.
And Corinne was just like, nope. And she just walked out of the barn and sat down. The fact that he doesn't take note of that drives me crazy, because that would be a red flag for me. I think there's a lot of attraction there. I'm not sure. I can't see past her immaturity. I couldn't do it, but I think he does see the physical attraction, and that's probably why she stays as long as she does. Either that or they're making him keep her. I don't know.
I hope it's the latter of the two, because those girls like that are just anywho. Okay, I digress, and we're moving on here to the final deal, which I was really excited that Raven got a one-on-one date, and they really hit it off, it seemed.
Yeah, they really did. I think all of them were thinking that they would get to meet his family, and actually Raven was the only one that was able to. And so she got to meet his little sister and go to her soccer game, and she met the parents for the soccer game, and then they went skating afterwards, and it really was the perfect date.
Yes, and he was having fun. She's a good Southern girl with great values. She runs her own store.
Hopefully, there's no stilettos around for Raven to get in there.
Well, I know. She's going to start. From what we heard from Raven, she doesn't take any crap, does she?
No, she doesn't. She beat her ex-boyfriend over the head with a stiletto for cheating.
Woo! Crazy stuff right there. It is the most unrealistic reality show on TV. It's ABC's The Bachelor. Vanessa, we didn't hear a whole lot from Vanessa, but what we did hear from her last night was very to the point, and she got right up in Nick's face, right up in his face. Joy, do you think that was a smart move on her part?
Yeah, I think that was actually like the end of last week's show, I think, and they kind of previewed that. But yeah, I thought it was good because she's just honest. She says, are you looking for a wife? Or are you looking for just something to mess around with? Because if it is the other, I need to leave.
Right.
She said, I'll give him the rose back.
Is Vanessa still the number one choice?
She is. She's still my number one.
Okay, you called it from day one. It's our Bachelor update going on. Vanessa, still at the top of the list right there. I'm kind of hoping for Raven to pull through. Joy, thank you so much for your insights.
You're very welcome.
And please don't hit me ever with a stiletto.
Okay.
And don't ever wear white jeans to go work at a cattle farm.
I won't.
All right, cool beans. I love you, babe.
Okay. I love you too, baby.
It's Kent in the Country, Z100.
I mean, the girl on the show, God love them. They're just a lot of city-fied stuff. They were wearing white jeans, shoveling, you know what?